the Monday, March 10th work session of the Wesleyan Board of Education to order. Roll call, please.
Nazinski.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Fanouken.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
Okay, we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And thank you for coming. It's nice to see you. We appreciate you being here. Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Kraft.
Yes.
Fanouken.
Yes.
Nazinski.
Yes.
Stoll.
Yes.
Winter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and we're moving right into our board committee reports, and I do have a short legislative report, thanks to Carol sending me some information.
There's some stuff going on.
And I picked out the two most interesting topics. The state superintendent told the State Board of Education last Monday that Ohio will delay sending its plan to comply with the new federal education law until September. He also laid out plans to develop an overarching strategic plan for education in Ohio and to conduct a review of assessments. And this one I found real interesting. Two legislators have introduced House Bill 129, the Get Reals Act, which is going to require the governor to complete an annual 40-hour externship in a public school, either elementary or secondary. And this was prompted by Governor Kasich's budget provision requiring teachers to shadow business people as a condition of maintaining their professional education licensure. So we'll see where that one goes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yes.
I mean, and it would be helpful. I don't think our governor, I know his children go to private schools. I'm not sure about his own experience. So I think that's helpful to, you know, if you're going to be making policy about public schools that you understand and at least have been at a public school.
I would be very surprised if that.
It doesn't appear to be partisan posturing, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But maybe that would spur him to
delete his provision of.
Yeah.
Yes. I think about two, Greenspan and Dolan both felt that the teacher requirements was something that would have further.
Oh, so. Mm-hmm. Good to hear.
Right. But just in case.
I wonder why he even put that in there.
Right. Who knows?
Okay, if anybody else has anything on this topic? Okay, then we have student achievement. Oh, you know,
they
report.
Have anything to report.
Policy.
We have new packets Dana just put together, and you'll be getting them this week.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Finance.
Just on the finance side, we have a meeting of the finance committee along with Mr. Hopkins on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Wednesday.
This Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Right. And that's open to the public.
Right. Anyway.
In case you're interested. Okay, curriculum?
Nothing to report at this time.
Leads us to community outreach.
Community outreach. Thanks to all who participated in Dollars for Scholars, the senior, the staff, the families benefiting Westlake Council PTAs and scholarships for graduating seniors. Thank you to Westlake Bay Village Rotary for reaching out to Westlake in many ways, including the Texter Distracted Driving Program, which has been here in Westlake for some time at the library, at the rec center, and of course at high school, for reaching out to Westlake Juniors for the RILA Summer Leadership Camp, which takes place in June, and the four-way speech contest, which is coming up March the 29th. The board had the opportunity to meet with Representative Greenspan a number of times to address concerns we all have in Northeast Ohio when it comes to the opioid addiction. He did set up a panel bringing Columbus to Westlake to discuss this important issue. I know that a citizen brought this to the attention of the board the last time we met. We also met with Mr. Greenspan, Dr. Winter, Mrs. Pernott, and myself met with Mr. Greenspan to discuss cutting funding. Westlake City Schools, of course, is one of the districts that's receiving a cut in funding, and he is attempting to rectify this cut with a bill to make us whole. We also had a conversation with Representative Greenspan on the funding of charter schools. We did finish with a pretty robust discussion on mandates, including third grade exams on computers. A lot has been written lately when it comes to too much testing. The fact that legislators, Mr. Greenspan brought about that the fact that legislators are there for a very brief period of time. Many times they're quickly legislating without spending the necessary time with educators. We do have his ear, and just a suggestion, let's keep it. April is Autism Awareness Month. There are a number of activities supported by staff, family, and students, including Battle of Bands for Autism, University Hospitals Film Contest, where we have a number of students participating in that, Milestones Autism Resources, their bowling extravaganza at Buckeye Lanes, which a number of folks from the district are participating in. Some are supporting Light It Up Blue with Autism Streets on April the 2nd downtown. And the board is participating in most of these as we support our students with autism and special needs.
Could I just add one little piece
please,
to that?
Please.
One of the things that Dave Greenspan brought up was having the series of roundtables. He already had the one on the opiate crisis. He is going to host one on education and have the head of the education committee, subcommittee, whatever they call that, come on up. He hasn't yet gotten a date for that, but look for that toward the end of April.
Locally?
Yeah, so someplace in his district, much like he did with the drug awareness.
So it sounds like you found him receptive to listening.
Yeah, very receptive, both he and Senator Dolan, and very responsive, you know, really wanting to hear and learn and understand what all their different constituencies were up against when it came to the budget, knowing that education's not the only thing on his plate. So it will be interesting to see what happens.
And it was interesting, he was on the radio last night, and again, education was a point that he brought up and continues to be very consistent in his words to us and to the public. He was stating some of the same things that he said in our meeting.
Good. Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, and that brings us to, is there a motion to adjourn to executive session to discuss the possible sale, acquisition of property, review collective bargaining, and evaluate district employees?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn into executive session at 6:09 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Lazinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
And Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Are we going to stay here?